There you go.
You've been practicing.
What do you think? Well, it's beautiful.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, the sound quality is absolutely fine.
Great.
It's good.
That's worrying.
But... Okay, right. Well, let me explain what's going to happen. Win with Radio X. So Radio 2 have the piano lounge, do they?
Piano room, I think.
Yeah, piano room. We've got this.
Yeah. What is this, though? That's... What did you call it? The keyboard kiosk.
Keyboard kiosk.
That's nice.
That's it.
Let's do that. Let's
all this week, Dominic Byrne is going to be in the keyboard kiosk playing some songs for us. And we have got your chance to be at some of the biggest gigs this year. This morning, I've got your chance to win tickets to see Mumford and Sons. They are back. New album came out a few weeks ago. It is vintage Mumford & Sons. A few people from Radio X went to go see them at the start of the year and said they were brilliant. And they've got their banjo back as well. So they are performing at Co-op Live in Manchester on the 3rd of December. And to give these tickets away, I thought we would call on our very own chart-topping musician, Dominic Byrne, who is going to give us an instrumental rendition of a well-known song by Mumford & Sons. Mm. All you have to do is correctly guess the track. Have you practiced this song much?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah?
How's it sound? My level of practice, yes, a bit.
How's it sounding?
It sounds to me excellent.
Okay, good.
There you go.
So, yes, we've got a children's keyboard. Mm. And I think without further ado, Dominic Byrne, I think you should just treat the good people at home to a rendition of a famous Mumford & Sons song.
Let's fire up again.
That's not the song. If you're going, oh, I thought I knew all the Mumford & Sons stuff.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it more if you concentrate and listen. Mm. You ready? All right.
The sound of the keys getting pressed is louder than the noise the keyboard makes.
Yeah, I wanted to keep the authentic sound.
Yeah.
You hear that on some Beatles records even.
Yeah, sometimes you hear them sit down on the stool of the
that's
piano.
Right, yeah,
that's nice. Mm-hmm. So to win tickets, you need to name the Mumford & Sons song that Dom was playing. Was it A, The Cave, or B, Little Lion Man? Text the word WIN, followed by your answer to 83936. That is WIN, and either A or B to 83936. Was that A, The Cave, or B, Little Lion Man? If you guessed that correctly, you could be off to see Mumford & Sons at the end of the year. You have got the link for the next track to enter, which is going to be The Cardigans, my favourite game. After that, we're going to close the lines and select a correct answer at random from all the entries to win. Text will cost your standard network rate. You've got to be 18 or over and in the UK to enter. All the T's and C's are at radiox.co.uk. Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
Hey, you're more than welcome.
I thank you, but more importantly, I think music thanks you.
Absolutely. With Radio
X. Someone says Beethoven's just turned in his grave. I think that's harsh.
Yeah, I think it was just a different... I like to approach in a different way to Beethoven.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Was Beethoven deaf or was it Mozart?
Not sure.
One of them was deaf.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'd be grateful if they'd been alive to hear that. Which they wouldn't have been able to, because they were deaf. The Cardigans, my favourite game on Radio X. Tuesday morning, good morning.
Thank you.
Cardigan's My Favourite Game. 7.36, Tuesday morning. Radio X. Hello there, good morning. Hope you're in top form this morning. Hope you're doing well. A few moments ago, Dominic Byrne treated the world, really, to a rendition of a famous Mumford & Sons song. You had to guess what it was. The lines are now closed. So, if you guessed it correctly, you could be off to see Mumford & Sons in Manchester on the 3rd of December. Keep an eye on your phone if you enter the competition, because you might just be getting a call back.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
X. Darling,
hold my hand. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve. And get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from your nearest airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronato protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Give your family's broadband a refresh with EE's ultra-reliable broadband.
What does that actually mean?
Well, it means you can stream your must-watch shows at peak time.
Even when the whole family's home?
That's right, and we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice!
Plus, it's powered by BT, so switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months, $35.99 from 31st of March 2026, $38.99 from 31st of March 2027, new customers, 50% availability, terms apply.
This is an urgent appeal from the Disasters Emergency Committee. Powerful earthquakes in Myanmar have caused devastation and survivors urgently need support. Please help now. Visit dec.org.uk to donate or text radio to 70727 to give £10. Text costs your donation plus standard network rate. Thank you.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
This month at Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a mega deal on 450 by 450 millimetre Stamford Riven slabs for a mega £2.35 each ex-VAT. Get down to Selco to grab a mega deal while stocks last. Check for details and more great offers online at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
That charge to 20%.
Exciting Easter deals have arrived at Very, with unmissable savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Like the Ninja Jewel Draw 10.4 litre air fryer, only £199.
OMG!
And the GHD Dry and Style set, only £199.
Ooh!
Plus, there's more time to pay with Very Pay. Shop Very today. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Event ends 22nd of April. Delivery from £3.99.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
My Charlemagne.
want.
This
is Radio X.
Across my chest, and I dream of you with someone else.
Maximum Park, what a band, going missing on Radio X. Okay, let's give away some tickets.
Win with Radio X.
Yeah, this week we are giving you the chance every morning to win tickets. Some of the best tickets around. This morning you had the chance to go and see Mumford & Sons in December. So Dominic Byrne is playing a children's keyboard that cost a whopping £8.
Yeah, it's got drum effects on it, though.
So, yeah. Money well spent.
Money well spent. £7 of that one on the drum.
And earlier on, he treated us to this.
Good to make it your own, isn't it?
Yes. Do you hear what I mean now about you can hear you pressing the buttons louder than the actual notes?
You can hear the player and the keyboard.
Yeah, which is what all great pianists
exactly
do.
Right. Thank you.
So he played you that track. You had to try and guess which track from Mumford & Sons he was playing. So well done. And I mean that. Well done if you managed to guess it. Lots of you did get it correct. Only one person can win these tickets and be off to see Mumford & Sons in Manchester on the 3rd of December. And that person is... On line three, are you there, Emily?
Hello, yes, hi.
Hello, Emily, you just won tickets.
Oh, hi, thank you.
Congratulations, Emily.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in the southwest in Bristol.
Oh, very nice. How was your four-day weekend, Emily? What did you get up to?
It was wonderful. We were in Cornwall, down visiting some family, so it's wonderful.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful,
lovely.
Isn't it?
And then back to work today?
Back to work today, yes. Just on the way to work at the moment.
Oh, lovely. I know that we made you pull over, so apologies to your boss if you're late. Good excuse, though.
Very good excuse. Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a good one. It's up there.
Yeah. Plus, if they don't believe you, you can go back on Global Player and play it to them.
Exactly right.
Yes, exactly. Proof.
Yeah, we've got your back, Emily. What do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a trainee doctor.
Oh, that's nice.
What's your favourite ailment?
Favourite ailment? Well, I'm an obstetrician, so I deliver babies. So,
amazing.
Yeah, anything baby-related.
So,
fantastic.
So, ailments aren't really what you're looking for?
No, not at all. No, you're bringing new life into the world.
Yeah. Your favourite ailment is a baby with no ailments.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
Emily, well, that's a very worthy winner, so
incredible.
Fair play to you. In fact, we should really let you go then, because you actually do an important job.
Exactly.
See, me and
right.
Dom don't know what it's like to actually do anything meaningful.
No, not at all.
No.
We had nothing.
No. Well, Emily, well done. Who are you going to take with you to Mumford & Sons in December?
Oh, my husband. Definitely. Husband Chris.
Oh, lovely. Well, congratulations, you two. Have a lovely day at work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Emily. Thank you very
bye,
much.
Emily.
Bye-bye.
Win with Radio X.
How inadequate do you feel now?
Oh.
Because I do.
Yeah. Do you remember that time you asked her what her favourite ailment was?
That was bad, wasn't it? Do you remember?
Because I remember it.
Yeah.
And the listeners remember it.
And look what she's doing for a living.
Yeah.
Oh.
What
a shame.
There we go. Well, Moyles is going to hate me.
Mm.
A lovely, bubbly female caller. What does she do for a living? Deliver babies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, in
the
your
Holy Grail.
Face, Chris Moyles. All this week, giving away tickets. Tomorrow, Dominic Byrne is going to treat you to a rendition of Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Oh.
As we give away tickets to see them. Yeah, well done, Emily, and husband Chris. And if you are currently, you know, about to give birth, go, where is she?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that. We're giving her Mumford & Sons tickets. I'm sure you understand.
It's
Gossip on Radio X.
Your back's against the world. There's no one home to call. Keep forgetting who you are.
Player Control on Radio X as we approach 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. And well done to the very lovely Emily, who just won tickets to see Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
Tim in Nottingham says, oh, I hate it when the callers are nice and worthy. How am I meant to lay into her now? Good point.
Good point.
Yeah.
She was, yeah, great job, great personality, nice person.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes you sick, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just?
Oh. I bet she's got friends as well.
Ah, one of them.
Oh, yeah, one of them.
Yeah, one of those lot.
Yeah, I bet. I bet she's really respected by her peers.
Gets worse.
Producer Big Si just spoke to Emily afterwards and just, you know, had to get all the information to sort out the tickets and stuff. Mm. And I've never, ever heard a producer in radio say this. As he hung up the phone, he said, all right, Emily, have a nice day. And he just panicked and went, I hope you deliver some babies.
That's good. That's really good. You should say that to all our winners this week, regardless of their job.
Yeah.
I think.
But I'm a plumber. Well,
yeah.
Well, with that attitude, you never will deliver a baby.
Exactly.
Right, we're coming up to 8 o'clock. If you didn't win tickets this morning, tomorrow we have got your chance to win tickets to go and see Catfish and the Bottlemen. A bit later on, we have got Stumpy's pub quiz to look forward to as well.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
X.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Veri. Let's make it sparkle. Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
White. True white. Pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
Recycle them? Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crispin with Walker's. Delicious.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Make the most of longer, warmer days with Halfords' biggest ever Easter sale. We've got up to 50% off loads of motoring and cycling products, like dash cams, bikes, cycling accessories and more. Pop into your local Halfords today. Halfords, keep on moving for less. Offers subject to availability, full T's and C's and exclusions apply. See halfords.com for details.
Radio X. News update next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hi there, good morning. It is just coming up to 8 o'clock. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, cardinals are meeting in the Vatican to discuss plans for the Pope's funeral. Francis died yesterday after a stroke led to heart failure. He was 88. Helen Hoddenott has been at Westminster Cathedral for us, England and Wales' biggest Catholic church.
A steady stream of people have been coming here from all over to light a candle for Pope Francis. At the entrance, a framed portrait of the Pope smiling and waving has been put up, surrounded by flickering lit candles.
In other news this morning, the Home Secretary says the public should be better informed about the nearly 20,000 foreign criminals waiting to be deported. Their nationalities and crimes will be published by the end of this year. Sir Keir Starmer says free breakfast clubs will give parents the space to beat the morning rush. They're opening at 750 schools this morning, and they'll eventually be rolled out across England. A murder investigation's continuing in North London after a woman was stabbed. One man is being questioned. It's over the attack on 45-year-old Pamela Munro in Enfield on Saturday. And bosses at Instagram have revealed they're starting to use AI to work out if children are lying about their ages. Anyone found to be will be switched to a more restricted teen account.
Sport.
Following back-to-back defeats, Nottingham Forest's push for Champions League football is back on. A 2-1 win at Spurs moves them to third now in the Premier League. Tonight, Manchester City take on Aston Villa. Leeds United will be playing Premier League football next season following a 6-0 win over Stoke. Burnley's 2-1 win over Sheffield United sees them promoted as well. And their boss, Scott Parker, has praised his side's hard work.
We have quality, of course we do. But I mean, the major thing for me is the togetherness here, a group that are together. And it's got us to the place where we needed to be, really.
Ronnie O'Sullivan's push for a record 8th World Snooker Championship title starts later on. He's up against Ali Carter at the Crucible.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Mixture of sunshine and showers for much of the UK and temperatures getting up to around 18 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Yes, the Pope sadly passed away yesterday, but I was reading about him this morning and he was a very impressive, amazing human being. So now they have to select the Pope in the next few days.
Yes.
Well, it goes on for ages, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then the white smoke appears, doesn't it? And that's when people know that they've elected a new Pope.
Well, because the film Conclave that won the award this year is all about the selection of a new Pope, and it's very good. I recommend it. But the makers of that film must be gutted that if they timed it better.
Yes.
Would have been perfect.
They're kicking themselves now.
What a bit of PR that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have to select the new Pope, and in the running is a Scouser.
Really?
And he's a Liverpool fan.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Vincent Nichols.
Right.
I want Vincent Nichols.
Definitely.
Come on, Vincent Nichols.
And he's a Red, is he?
He's a big Liverpool fan. He's done sermons in a Liverpool top before.
Awesome.
I know. He's got my vote. I don't know if my vote has much bearing in Vatican City. But if you are listening in the Vatican, Vincent Nichols. I was reading about this morning in the papers. I hope I've got this right. Can you see anything online about Vincent?
Yeah, Vincent Nichols. Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's in the running.
Yeah.
Liverpool-born cardinal.
Yeah. It'd be great if all the people gathered in Vatican City as well, and they're, you know, hundreds of thousands, and he does his sermon, and it's just a Scouser. Hey, great. All right, lads.
Sounds.
Lovely to see you.
Sounds.
Be amazing. Plus, it's got to be good, because as Liverpool fans, it's got to be good, you know, karma to have the Pope.
I would have thought so.
That can't do your luck any bad, can it?
If God's on your side.
It's got to be good. Like, you know, like imagine that on the transfer window. You know on Sky Sports News, when they show you all summer?
Yes.
Transfers in, transfers out.
Yeah.
We've signed a left back. Oh yeah, we've signed God.
Not bad, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I like him.
Yeah. So Vincent Nichols for Pope, please.
Awesome. This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Oh, there'll be a big night in pop world in Liverpool if the Pope's a Scouser, won't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Coyote Ugly Bar. On a Friday night, when we've got the Pope.
It's gone all papal.
Yeah, it's gone all papal. I love it.
Mm.
Pop world, if you're listening. You should definitely throw an event if Vincent Nichols gets named. Because it's what Jesus would want, I think.
Yeah, I think.
He's like 2-for-1 on WKDs world, Liverpool. Right, let's play a track. A very good track as well. Stumpy's Pub Quiz coming up a bit later on this morning. Looking forward to that. Haven't spoken to Stumpy in a while. First, though, Snow Patrol was Spitting Games on Radio X.
I broke into your house last night and left a note at your bedside. I'm far too shy to speak to you at school. You leave me numb and I'm not sure why. Easier to sit and stare than push my limbs out towards you right there. My heart is bursting in your perfect eyes, as blue as oceans and as pure as sky. Struggle for the words and then give up. The floodgates opened up, and I fell in love with everyone I saw. Please take your time, I'm not in any rush, and it's in everything I ever write. It's not as if enough my life, so thanks a lot. The lonely written words for company. Just raise the roof this once and follow me.
That I do, did I dream too much?
And the machine, Ship to Wreck, which you always have to say very carefully.
I think so.
On the radio.
For the best.
I feel. Now, Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles, which means I have the honour and the privilege of announcing our new record of the week. And it is, fittingly, as the album comes out on Friday, the newest one from Stereophonics. Their 13th studio album, called Make 'em Laugh, Make 'em Cry, Make 'em Wait, out on Friday. And I'm very excited to say that on Friday morning, if you're a massive Stereophonics fan, you don't want to miss this. And if you know someone who's a massive Stereophonics fan, which I'm sure you do, they don't want to miss this. Kelly Jones is going to be chatting to us on
Friday.
Awesome. Kelly is one of the nicest men the planet.
And his singing voice gets better every year.
It does. Well, because also he's got that nice thing where as his voice gets a bit raspier, it sounds better.
Better, yeah, definitely.
He's lovely. Big Radio X listener.
Yep.
We're very early on when I started doing the morning show, 10 to 1.
Hmm.
I went to the Global Awards.
Yeah.
And I saw Kelly there. And he came up to me and said how much he enjoys the show, which was very nice of him.
Nice.
And then, because I didn't know if he'd clocked that, do you remember we went to go see them in Dublin?
Yes.
And we all got quite merry.
Yeah, oh yeah, we did.
And he came up to me and he shook my hand. He goes, oh, mate, I listened to the show over there. I really enjoy it. And I went, oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it, mate. And I wasn't sure if he remembered that we'd met before.
Hmm.
And he goes, were you in our changing room after the gig in Dublin? And I went, yeah. And he goes, weren't you drinking a pint of red wine? And I went, oh, you saw that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a bit loose that evening. It was fun, though.
It was good times.
Yeah.
So, the wonderful Kelly Jones is going to be chatting to us on Friday. So we've played a couple of tracks from this album already. This is the latest one. It's called Seems Like You Don't Know Me. And I like the fact that Stereophonics are entering their liquid drum and bass stage.
Hmm.
Because in my raver days, if I'd gone to Fabric in London, this would have been a bit of me.
Bit of you.
4 a.m, I'd have been having a great time to this. They're doing some shows as well all over in May, June, July and August, all over the UK. But yeah, Stereophonics' new album is out on Friday. Our record of the week is Seems Like You Don't Know Me by Stereophonics.
Hear that, princess, let down your hair. Top of the tower, way up there. You got your rings and your bangles of gold. You got your fairy tale the way you got told. So how you doing? How you doing? When's enough enough for you? Really my truth. And you knew that when I met you. Yeah, 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 yeah. So how you doing? How you doing? When's enough enough for you? Seems like you don't know me.
same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. Life's one big circle and it does end. When it ends, will you still be my friend? Am I making a fool of myself? Or tell me I'm not making a fool of myself. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know, that made your head spin around. So get yourself together, I'll get jumping back on the ground. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. I take my hats off to the busker man. When they drown all the sorrows, they sing a song. Not everything has worked out to plan, but believe me, he's smiling as long as he can. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, some pressure you don't know. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. My mind's not perfect, but it's sincere. You'd be amazed at what you down achieve in the air. And you try so hard, but your heart's on the switch. And I know you try so hard, but your heart's on the switch. Reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know. That made your head spin around. So get yourself together and get your feet back on the ground. So when you're looking in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know. That made your head spin around. So get yourself together and get your feet back.
Same jeans on Radio X. Before that, our record of the week, which is the new one from Stereophonics called Seems Like You Don't Know Me. And Kelly Jones of Stereophonics is going to be chatting to us on the show on Friday, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Great, that'd be brilliant.
It'll be awesome. Tobes, I think you played the wrong song. You said it was Stereophonics, but that was clearly Rod Stewart. Kelly will be very happy with that.
Yeah.
He's a big Rod Stewart fan.
Absolutely.
Producer Big Si was just telling us off air that apparently Kelly smoked because he found out that Rod Stewart did, and that's how he got the rasp.
Right.
Obviously, kids listening on the school run, don't smoke.
No.
It's not worth it.
No, it isn't.
All right. But in Kelly Jones's case, worked a treat. that's all I'm saying.
That's it.
Morning, Toes. I'm off to Berlin to see Kelly Jones next week for my birthday. Please say hello, says another Kelly in Newark. Have a lovely time. Berlin. That's nice, because whenever I've been to Berlin, I've ended up in, you know, horrendous graffiti-covered nightclubs.
Yeah.
Well, horrendous. Also, the most fun you could ever have.
Mm.
But it's nice to go to see Kelly Jones. Isn't it ads at 5:30, Si?
Yes, it is.
Sorry. that was not very professional of me. Isn't it ads at 5:30? Sorry. To see Kelly Jones is a nice change of pace.
Absolutely.
For Berlin.
Oh, it'd be great.
I don't appreciate this from H in Southend. I'm just trying to picture Toby Tarrant at a rave, dancing. It looked like a broken windmill.
Oh, in a good way, though.
Yeah, I'm going to take those. I did. I used to go back in my raver days. I was a bit of a cheesy quaver.
Were you?
Yeah, a bit of a cheesy quaver.
Did you ever whistle? Did you ever whistle in high viz? Were you one of them?
No, I was never. Or like a, two glow sticks and pretend you're landing a plane.
Yeah.
No, I never did that. I used to just go out in Digbeth in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's because the intro to the new Stereophonics track. Yeah. That would have been a bit of me, that.
Flashback for you there.
It was a lot of that action.
Yeah.
Just like, just moving my hand back and forth. As the night went on, the dancing got lazier.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. And it's, when you go to a rave, there's lots of very cool people around and stuff like that. Mm. But if you do pretend to answer your phone and it's actually just your shoe.
That's funny.
That doesn't go. It works on like a night out if you go to like a cheesy nightclub, shopping trolley.
Absolutely.
Pretending your shoe is a phone.
It's never not funny, that.
But at a rave in Digbeth, you just get funny looks from people telling you that you're killing the vibe. Anyway, very nice to have Stereophonics back. Our record of the week is called Seems Like You Don't Know Me. And yeah, Kelly Jones is going to be on the show on Friday, which I can't wait for. Now, a few moments ago, we were talking about the fact that one of the cardinals...
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
One of the cardinals in the running to be the next pope might be a Scouser.
Yeah.
Which I'm all in. And he's a Liverpool fan.
Good news for the church generally, I think.
I think it is. Vincent Nicholls. So he's got my vote. And I said, if Vincent Nicholls, the Scouser, does get chosen as the new pope in the next couple of weeks, they should definitely throw some sort of big event at Pop World in Liverpool.
Mm.
Lots of people saying, obviously, we should call it Pope World.
That's good. That's better.
For the day. But I want to say hello to Loz in Knots, who says, surely call it Party for the Papal.
Come on. That's good.
Do you know what, Pop World Liverpool? If you're listening, you can have that for free.
It writes itself.
It does, doesn't it? The Verve, Sonnet on Radio X. Good morning.
My friend and me, looking through her red box of memories. Faded, I'm sure, but love seems to stick in her veins, you know. Can't you see that nature has its way of wanting me? Eyes open wide, looking at the heavens with a tear in my eye. Thank you.
don't think I'm being taken seriously enough as a raver.
No. There's a bit of backlash, isn't there, to this?
In my university days, when I used to like to go raving, I used to go to Rainbow Warehouse in Digbeth.
Yeah.
For the Custard Factory.
What happened to the Custard Factory?
It's not a euphemism.
Right.
You don't want to know what happened at the Custard Factory. The Custard Factory, just raving. Just raving.
Music was in you.
Yeah, it was. There's a theme here. Morning, Toby. I imagine seeing you dancing at a rave is like watching one of those giant inflatable men with long arms you see outside car dealerships.
So that's harsh.
Yeah. I would imagine, Toby, more like those things you find outside a second-hand car garage. That's a separate text from Neil. I was once at a wedding, and I was teaching the dance for a lesson. Right, you know.
You do that, actually, from time to time, don't you?
Yeah, well, I
saw
the
annoyed at your legs as to how great they moved. Oh, you? That was at Chris's birthday.
That was at Chris's birthday. Me stood at the bar telling you how annoyed I was at my legs, and you said, why? I said, because they're just dancing too well
they're
tonight.
Dancing too well. I said, it was only me and you dancing at one point. I think we started the party.
Did I put you on my shoulders?
Yes. Of course you did.
I did. And then we were telling everyone how annoyed we were at how good we are at dancing.
Yeah.
And it was actually starting to get us down. Such idiots. Such idiots.
Yeah.
Our boss's Devo wedding as well.
I think you gave me a piggyback.
I gave you a piggyback for far too long.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
People laughed for 10 seconds when 4 songs later, you and I are still finding it the funniest thing that's ever happened.
You've got a freakishly strong back, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I once was at a wedding teaching dance for a lesson, right? It didn't know I hit it.
Yeah.
I think in the taxi on the way home, Pippa said to me that I dance like those toys where when you press in the bottom, they collapse.
Yes, that's very accurate, actually. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That's my wife, all right?
Yeah.
Right, Stubby's pub quiz is on the way.
Radio X.
With Škoda, the big electric test drive event.